From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, September 13th. Alpha Desk, 5 things worth your attention before the market opens. Let's get into it. First, from B in Crypto, US housing market is breaking. Will it impact stocks and Bitcoin prices? 57.9%, that's the gap between sellers and buyers in the US housing market for August, the widest Redfin has recorded since 2013. With 1.53 million sellers and only about 972,300 buyers, it's clear that supply is outpacing demand significantly. This imbalance is particularly stark in places like Nashville and Miami, where sellers outnumber buyers by over 130%. Meanwhile, San Francisco is bucking the trend, seeing a tighter market thanks to the AI boom. What's really telling here is the average 30-year mortgage rate at 6.76%. This high rate is pushing buyers away, which could have ripple effects on construction and corporate earnings. Historically, housing weakness has been a precursor to broader economic issues, and with liquidity tightening due to higher treasury yields, both stocks and Bitcoin could feel the pinch. However, there's a twist. If housing continues to struggle, it might eventually lead to lower yields and a shift toward easier monetary policy, which could benefit both markets. So, while the current housing situation isn't a crash signal, it certainly adds to the narrative that we should keep an eye on. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Potato, UniCredit weighs crypto custody and brokerage, hunts for a technology provider. UniCredit is exploring an expansion into digital assets that would add crypto custody and brokerage, and has started selecting a technology provider to hold the assets and handle client transactions, Bloomberg reported, citing people familiar with the matter. As per the report, the discussions are early, and no final decision has been made. Areas under consideration include custody and brokerage, tokenized investment products and fixed income securities, and stablecoin applications for clients. Up next, third, from CryptoBriefing. Tokenized stocks traded over $1 billion on Solana, Robinhood Chain, BNB Chain, and Base during Labor Day weekend. Over Labor Day weekend, tokenized stocks crossed the $1 billion mark on platforms like Solana, Robinhood Chain, BNB Chain, and Base. This surge signals a notable shift in how we view trading, pushing the boundaries of traditional market hours and embracing a 24/7 trading environment. Investors are clearly leaning into the flexibility that decentralized platforms offer, allowing them to trade assets anytime, anywhere. It's a shift that could redefine how we interact with financial markets, making them more accessible and dynamic. This trend is worth keeping an eye on, especially as it continues to challenge the status quo of traditional exchanges. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. And then, fourth, from CryptoBriefing, Thailand SEC proposes daily cap on stablecoin transfers at $151,000. Thailand's SEC is looking to impose a daily cap of $151,000 on stablecoin transfers. This move is aimed at tightening compliance within the digital finance sector. It could have a significant impact on peer-to-peer transactions, potentially limiting how individuals and businesses use stablecoins for everyday exchanges. While the intention is to enhance regulatory oversight, it raises questions about financial inclusivity in the region. If people find it harder to transact freely, it could stifle innovation and access to digital finance solutions. Keep an eye on how this unfolds, as it might set a precedent for other countries considering similar regulations. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports stablecoins, link in show notes. Next, fifth, from CryptoBriefing, Palestine welcomes BRICS support for two-state solution to Israeli conflict. BRICS support may enhance Palestine's international recognition prospects, potentially influencing global diplomatic dynamics and market perceptions. The post Palestine welcomes BRICS support for two-state solution to Israeli conflict appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Briefing, US-Israeli war against Iran begins as Khamenei reported killed. The escalation risks destabilizing the region further, potentially drawing in global powers and complicating diplomatic resolutions. The post US-Israeli war against Iran begins as Khamenei reported killed appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, seventh, from Crypto Briefing, PwC restructures Indian operations amid AI threats to consulting. PwC's restructuring highlights the growing necessity for consulting firms to adapt to AI advancements, emphasizing innovation and workforce evolution. The post PwC restructures India operations amid AI threat to consulting appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, eighth, from Crypto Briefing, whales accumulate 10 million LINK after 17% correction, signaling strong conviction in Chainlink. Whale accumulation amid LINK price dip suggests robust confidence in Chainlink's long-term potential, despite short-term market volatility. The post whales accumulate 10 million LINK after 17% correction, signaling strong conviction in Chainlink appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Briefing, Russian strikes hit Odessa high-rise microwave power grid over weekend. The strikes may weaken Ukraine's strategic momentum and reduce confidence in its ability to reclaim Crimea, affecting future military dynamics. The post-Russian strikes hit Odessa high-rise microwave power grid over weekend appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, 10th, from Crypto Briefing, China's data regulator plans standards for embodied artificial intelligence. China's push for embodied AI standards could accelerate innovation, giving firms aligning early a competitive edge in a rapidly evolving market. The post-China's data regulator plan standards for embodied artificial intelligence appeared first on Crypto Briefing. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's really head up to Omidy. It's a vlog.